Welcome to Witness Wednesday. Easy for me to say. Wow. All right. Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here live, or mostly live, I guess, in the Worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Pastor Wood?
Tongue-tied, apparently.
Well, you know, we're talking about obstacles to witnessing. That could be one of the obstacles.
Well, you know, Moses.
Slow to speech.
Moses tried that, and it didn't fly. So.
I say I'm slow of mind. So.
I'll call Lauren and see if I get affirmation of that. So
I'm sure she would affirm it, especially in mornings like this. I'm moving a little slower today.
So. All right. It must be this wonderful, warm December weather we're having. Everybody's sort of out of sorts. And, you know, we've been talking about, speaking of being out of sorts, obstacles to witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
And this series, you know, last time we got together, we talked about one of these obstacles as being the person I'm trying to witness to doesn't believe the Bible is God's word or doesn't believe the Bible is true. And we had callers. We had great discussion. And I felt like, well, let's just keep this conversation going because I think this is a big obstacle for us.
Well, let's open the listener lines again. Let's do that and email as well. 314-821-0850 in St. Louis or toll free in North America, 1-800-730-2727. The email address, lassie@kfuo.org. That's LASSIE at KFUO.org. If you have a question, a comment, a story to share.
All right. And I mentioned last time that we can share God's word without ever even really starting by saying, well, you know, it says in John chapter X or Hezekiah 4:14, you know, when you start by citing a Bible reference, the person who doesn't believe the Bible is God's word is automatically, you know, putting up resistance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you know, they're doing Bible bashing, and, you know, so, oh, this is from the Bible. I've often found that just sharing things from the Bible without making an explicit reference to the Bible in terms of chapter and verse or even saying this is what the Bible says, it can be really effective. Remember what Jesus said? Here I go. I'm going to cite chapter and verse for you. he said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's from John 17, verse 17. God's word is true, whether we believe it or not. It's still true. So I remember one conversation I was having with somebody, and I know it was somebody who didn't believe the Bible of God's word, was, you know, not a believer in Jesus, and they were talking about wealth and material things. I said, you know, I once remember reading this very, very wise person who asked this question, what does it profit a man if he gains for himself the whole world and loses his soul? And the response was, wow, that's really insightful. That's really amazing.
Profound.
Yeah, profound. Because who said that? And it was Jesus Christ who said that. And he was like, whoa, I mean, that kind of wisdom's in the Bible? Really? Because this person kept putting up resistance every time we talked about the Bible. It's like, I don't want to hear anything about the Bible. I don't need any Bible bashing.
Because of preconceived notions about the Bible.
Right. Or maybe a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we've all had those where somebody we're trying to share the word of God with has already had a bad experience with somebody else who has bashed them with the Bible. I know when we were out doing a street evangelism campaign during the Republican National Convention in Tampa 3 years ago, we stumbled upon this group of very extreme people who were with bullhorns shouting down people, you're going to hell, you're perishing, and all, you know, just running down all the terrible sins of America, much of which was true. And they were citing the Bible, but they were not getting much of an audience there. They were driving people away from God's word.
How helpful was that?
Well, we turned it around by saying, hey, you know, yes, it's true. The Bible says these things, but do you know the rest of the story? Do you know the main message of the Bible? You know, and we were able to start some conversations with people who were obviously very put off by the other group. So if we come along after somebody's been exposed to the Bible in a negative way like that, afterwards,
beaten up by the law,
right? Beaten up by the law, they're turned off. They don't want to hear anymore what the Bible has to say. Taking that indirect approach. sharing them what the Bible actually says without making explicit reference to the Bible. That's not cheating, okay? That's not being duplicitous. Well, I can't say that word this morning. Deceitful. That it's just being wise.
And at the right time, the right place at the right time, apparently, in that case.
Right, right. And remember, when we're witnessing, we're talking to unbelieving people. The starting point of unbelieving people is not believing the Bible is God's word. This is not really an obstacle. It's an every witnessing opportunity reality for us. So if you're talking to someone who doesn't have faith in Jesus, you should expect that they don't believe the Bible is God's word. But you do.
True.
Or even if you don't, guess what? It's still God's word. I have a quote from Luther. You want to share today's Luther's quote. And this is from volume 43, his devotional writings. He said, God will not now, just for our sake, be found a liar, nor are we to make a liar of him. God grant, whether we do or do not believe, that he will yet defend his word and surely help. Right? So this demands great effort and care so that in the first place we turn our eyes from the might of this world and second, hold fast to the word. So even if we have our own doubts, even if we're struggling with the word ourselves, it's still God's word. It's still true. We need to just rely on that and expect God to defend his word, and he will.
There's a big difference between that which is created and that which has always been.
Yes, and the word of the Lord stands
forever.
Forever. You know, all these other things. Now, there's something else in that quote that's really important for us to, as witnesses of Jesus, when we're dealing with people who don't believe that the Bible is God's word, and that is, don't let that be a temptation for you to go off and use some other technique or tool other than God's word to be a witness of Jesus. He says, turning our eyes from the might of this world is something we're often tempted to do. It's like, well, I can't convince this person that the Bible is true, so what can I do? How can I kind of work this person using psychology or some kind of human method or human approach? In words, I'm going to set the word of God aside because this person doesn't believe it, and I'm going to try to convince them in some way using reason or logic or argument or science.
My own personal experience.
My own personal experience. My story instead of Jesus' story, right? Yeah, we have all sorts of things out there that are tempting us to set aside God's word because this other person doesn't believe that the Bible is true.
Well, and they might be able to. I think our rationale is, our reasoning is that they might be able to identify with my own personal story because it's similar to their situation.
Right. And there's value in my story if it is the bridge to his story. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe somebody does resonate with my story, and you're not going to know that. If you start with my story, you're probably going to turn off as many people or more than you'll find interesting. So that's why in that approach to witnessing that we're teaching Lassie, we start by listening and asking and seeking. In the listening, asking, seeking, we get to the point of understanding, hey, how do I share the story of Jesus? Can I use my story as a vehicle of sharing his story? If you've listened and you've asked, you're going to understand, yeah, this person we can really connect at this level. But when you get to the sharing part, there's only one thing that's going to change a person's heart. There's only one thing that's going to move a person from unbelief to faith, and that's sharing the word, because the Holy Spirit works faith through the word. And so my story can only be a bridge to his story. My story cannot save anybody. My story didn't even save me. So,
indeed. So, but I appreciate what you pointed out, though, that our story, my story, can be helpful if it's a bridge to his story.
Right. And sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
My story might be more distracting than helpful.
Right. And some people may be really, wow, connected by my story. Some people may be put off by my story.
My story might be my story because I'd like to talk about myself.
Well, and that happens too, and we have to be careful because at the end of the day, witnessing is always, always about Jesus, not about me.
So it's always about his story, and his story is his word. Whether you identify it up front as his word or not, it's always his word. God's word is what brings about transformation, what brings about change.
Right. It's the means of grace that the Holy Spirit uses to change people's hearts. And so by all means, when we get to the share part of Lassie, always speak the word of God. How you do that really falls into that category of what Jesus says when dealing with people of the world, be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you have somebody who automatically throws up this resistance to the Bible, share God's word without explicit references. Mm-hmm. Share the truth of God's word and let them ask you, well, where is that from? I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you on this. You know, as you're going through that listening, asking, seeking, sharing, and that seeking part especially, it's not about you and your wisdom. It's about the Holy Spirit. Stay in tune with the Holy Spirit is leading you to share with this person, how to share God's word with this person. And don't be afraid that God will defend his word.
Well, I think the story you shared earlier when someone was talking about wealth and you quoted Jesus very well, you know, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet loses his soul? That is very insightful and perhaps meaningful to the world, even if they don't understand or hear the rest of God's word. But to leads to the question, well, who said that?
Where's that from? Never heard that before.
Well, now you have.
Now you have. and that's what being a witness is all about, telling people what they have not yet heard, mm-hmm. telling them about Jesus.
Or maybe they've heard it time and time again, but...
It hasn't resonated.
Yeah.
So we share it again. But share the word.
Share the word. Listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. Lassie.
Lassie.
And that's our email address as well, lassie@kfuo.org. Send us your questions, your comments, your stories. We'll share them here on Witness Wednesday.
Sounds great.
All right.
Forward to hearing it from our listeners, and we'll press on as we have that joyful task of sharing Jesus in our everyday lives.
Concordia Historical Institute continues to move Lutheran history forward. A Lutheran pastor once said that changing history is history lost. And Concordia Historical Institute continues to serve the church and the community by not only collecting and preserving historical documents, artifacts, fine art associated with Lutheran history, but also sharing those with the church and community. See us at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org. ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
What are the Jagged Word, Virtue in the Wasteland, League of Faithful Masks, and NRP books? They are all projects and partners of 1517 The Legacy Project. The projects serve churches and the world by providing a refuge for those broken by the church, supplying theological resources to strengthen congregations, and modeling ways of engaging the culture in a manner that is thoughtful, courageous, and Christ-centered. Check us out at 1517legacy.com. Stand with us.
Our KFUO Clayton St. Louis Church of the Week is St. Paul's Lutheran Church de Pere. KFUO.org. A click away, 24 hours a day.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is testifying before Congress this morning on the recent terror attacks, promising that the U.S. and its partners will defeat the Islamic State group.
The attacks in Paris and San Bernardino were an assault upon the civilization that we defend.
He says diplomatic work is underway, but supporting it is the military campaign.
Through our and our coalition partners' actions, the military campaign must and will deny ISIL any safe territorial haven kill or capture its leadership and forces, and destroy its organization.
Lawmakers in the House have already voted to require visas for anyone visiting the U.S. who's been in terror hotspots like Syria and Iraq during the past 5 years. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
The bill passed overwhelmingly in the House. It is supported by both Democrats and Republicans and the White House as well.